Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Evving's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin by setting our time and our intention together with Natalie 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Oh, I'm sorry. As always, I like to acknowledge you taking the time out of your busy Sunday to connect in our e-community, to link hearts and minds across the airwaves, to come together to deepen in awareness, in consciousness, in the depth of our being with the source of all that is. And so my theme this morning is based on three different conversations I've had since the new year has started. And I'm simply entitling it, What Do You Want? Three different friends, I listened carefully as they shared all that was going on with them. One was about a relationship. One was about their profession, and one was about life in general. And to each one of them, after I had listened, I asked the question, so what do you want? You would have thought I was asking them how many rings are there around the planet Saturn, as they looked at me blankly. And I persisted, well, what do you want? You're telling me everything you don't want, you're telling me everything that's wrong, but what do you want? And as I continued, I shared and said, if you don't know what it is that you want, if you have no idea or no direction, how can you go there? How can you give aim to where it is you need to be and follow in that path if you don't know what it is that you want? And it is this thing for so many of us. We can complain about what's not right with our lives. We can complain about what we don't have. We can complain about what's missing. But as soon as you ask the question, well, what actually is it that you want? What do you want? There is no answer. And I'm curious to understand why that is. I know most definitely what it is I want, what it is I want right now, in this moment, what it is I want to accomplish this day, what it is I want for the week, the month, and the year ahead. I know what I want. And there are days when I can fulfill absolutely everything that I conceived of and was intentional about, and there are days that I might not, but I am least consistent in heading in the direction of what it is that I'm wanting. So why is it that people are so vague and so blank about what they want for their lives? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why is it people are not more determined and definite about what it is they want for themselves? As if drifting along without direction will somehow help them get there to their right destination. I love what Zig Ziglar said in the quote I sent out yesterday, and he said, the first step to getting what you want is to have the courage to get rid of what you don't. So there we have at least a guidance of, here's the beginning. Start by letting go of what you don't want. But the challenge is always that if we let go of what we already have, it's the familiar. It always comes back to this. The ego does not like the unknown and the uncertain. And so when we define what we want, how we're going to achieve it and how we're going to get there, it's the uncertain, the unknown, and the unfamiliar. So we get scared. So we don't let go of what we already have because we're safe with that. So Zig Ziglar says, have the courage to let it go. Let go of what it is you don't want for yourself. Let go of that relationship. Let go of that job. Let go of that who or whatever. Let it go. We know that nature abhors a vacuum, but you have to create something for which it needs to fill. If you are holding on to all the things that you don't want for your life, how can it bring you what you do want, once you know what that is? And so, my beloveds, the invitation is for each and every one of you to get clear about what it is you want for your life. What it is you want to be experiencing. What it is that you want for your health, for your finances, for your relationships, for your vocation. What is it you want? Time is too short to be whimsy and to be capricious and to be lackadaisical. You have to take this responsibility that is necessary for having the life you want. I was thinking as I was walking the other day, people are so afraid to get hurt and to be disappointed and get the letdowns that relationships and things bring. But when you're dead, the body will have no energy, no life force with which to feel anything. It won't experience the touch or the friendliness of laughter or joy. It won't be experiencing the heartbreak, the heart joy. It won't experience anything, and yet we are wasting this time that we have, this precious life, in not living it, in not seizing every moment to live the life we want. We didn't come here to play safe. We came here to experience the life of God that is in each and every one of us to its fullest potential. And we know that the life of God is not limited by anything other than our own sense of fear and lack of direction or conviction. Beloveds, this is your one life at this time. Live it. Know what it is you want and go full hell, pens and leather to get it. I love sharing that quote, Omar Burbeck, who says, I don't want to get to the end of my life and not have lived it all. I want to have lived the depth and the breadth and the length of it. How many of you can say that, that you are living the depth, the length, the breadth, the width of your life? And because you don't know what you want, you're just skimming the surface. You didn't come here to skim the surface. You came here to plummet into the depths of it all. The messiness, the pain, the joy, the hurt, the love, the disappointment, all of it. But you need to know what you want. You need to figure out what you need. Think about it. Is it in regards to your financial security? Is it in regards to your relationships? What is it that you think you need? And even look at what it is that bothers you. What it is that's pushing back, that's stopping you. And determine what really makes you happy. That'll give you a clue to what it is you want in life. Seek these things. My poem that I want to share this morning is from Ted Loder's Gorillas of Grace. It's been a while since I've shared anything from him. And I'm just going to share a couple of verses. And this is entitled, Release Me from the Dark Fury. Loosen my grip on my ways and words, on my fears and fretfulness, that letting go into the depths of silence and my own uncharted longings, I may find myself held by you and linked in you to all life in this wild and wondrous world you love so much. So I may take to heart that you have taken me to heart. In this wild and wondrous world, know what it is you want. And let go of the fears and all of the things that you think you cannot, so that you can truly step in that right direction. So this morning I want to combine our sacred text and story together because as I read it, I may have shared it before over the years, I can't remember, I've shared so much. It struck me as I reflected on my friends who were unable to answer the simple question, what do you want? And it's the story of Bartimaeus from Mark 10, 46 to 52. They came to Jericho, and he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and said, Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, My teacher, let me see again. And Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on his way. What I love about that story, we're going to look a little deeper into it, is that how often so many of us are blind, metaphysically, to what it is that we want. But when we get the awareness that the Christ presence is nearby, the Christ consciousness, the Christ life, and we can shake ourselves up to claim and reach out to it as he did so boldly, Son of David, stop, have mercy on me. When we can be so bold as to recognize that right where we are, the Christ life, the Christ presence, the Christ power is, and we can come to it and speak boldly, what do we want? We know that Jesus could see he was blind. We know that he would automatically know what he needed. But he did not assume for him. Because we have free will, the greatest gift given. He thought, well, let me ask to see if he knows what he wants. And Bartimaeus was very clear, I want my sight. As soon as we can shake ourselves from our stupor of our ego sense and awaken to the fact that the Christ presence is right here in front of us and speak and declare what it is we want into that nature, our faith will make us whole. Our faith will bring it about. But it's in this uncertainty of clarity, lack of clarity about not knowing what we want, that we're just drifting, sitting at the roadside, waiting for handouts, waiting for maybe an ideal relationship, maybe for a good job offer, maybe for our health and healing. We have to shake ourselves and throw off. He threw off his cloak. You have to throw off that way of thinking, that way of believing, that way of accepting, of living your life, and go into the consciousness that is Christ and speak what it is that you want for yourself. Beloved, I have said over and over again, this life, it's not meant to be torturous and painful, but of one that is joy and love-giving, loving and giving. Wayne Dyer says, you don't get what you want, you get what you are. What are you in consciousness? What are you vibrating at? What is the level of awareness that you are bringing to this life that you want? Beloved, this is not a dress rehearsal. And yes, if you believe in reincarnation, yes, you might get a do-over the next time round. But whilst you are here in this incarnation, whilst you are here, use this opportunity to know what you want and live the life that you desire. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Be on Purpose. The first quote comes from Eva Bell Weber from Quiet Talks with the Master. Oh, my beloved, how necessary that you live with the eye single to the high purpose of your calling. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 100. The soul is the servant of the spirit and has no choice and no purpose other than to execute the purpose given it. Knowing what you are here for helps to guide you in revealing your good. Your purpose gives you direction and clarity. Your purpose helps you to answer the questions, why am I here? Where am I going? Your purpose does not have to be anything huge. Your purpose is whatever brings your spirit joy. Being on purpose causes you to be in constant contact with your inner guide. Your inner guide supports you in living on purpose and directs you into divinely guided action. If you have not already done so, create a purpose statement for yourself. It should start out, my purpose is, and then fill in the blank. Keep it short enough to commit it to memory. Make sure to include how your purpose will touch others. Being on purpose brings you joy and causes you to be grateful for your life. And gratitude is an attractive energy that creates more things to be grateful for. You are here to shine your light and reveal your good to the world. Being on purpose helps to facilitate this. Also, be aware of this. In creating your purpose statement, you may have voices of fear, doubt, and worry come up. Not to worry. Simply use the techniques discussed in these guides. And here's to knowing that your greatest and highest good is revealing itself to your life every single day. Beloved, knowing what you want is living your life on purpose, with purpose. Separating the chaff from the wheat, separating the doubts, letting go of what you know you don't want. Have that courage. We're emboldening you to strive for the life that you do want and do deserve. The fact that you are here on this earth at this time is reason enough for you to know that God has need of you, what you bring to this world, what you bring to this life, that is uniquely yours to express, that no one else can express it. God has need of that at this time, right here, right now. So know what it is that you want and seek about it, living it, being it, doing it, expressing it. I love that old quote that ships are safe in harbor, but that's not why ships were built. You are meant to sail out into the seas of the unknown and charter your course towards what you want once you know what that is. I invite you now to close your eyes as we go within, taking our attention away from the world of the outer distractions and noises and effects, and consciously come into our heart space. And always as we bring our attention to our breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. My breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. healing. Forgiveness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in clarity. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I know what I want. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in clarity. Exhale, this is my breath as I know what I want. Clarity. Know what I want. Clarity. Know what I want. Here in the cave of our heart, sanctuary of our soul, let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves. Our soul is the servant of our spirit, so let us cultivate a soul that knows what it wants for itself. Let us take a moment to allow our soul to think about what it wants, the direction it wants to move in. To enable us to have the life we want. Let us be intentional for our week ahead. For each of us, it's different. So here, see in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do you have or experience? And add the feeling component as you do so. The only concern is that you are clear about what it is that you want for yourself. take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. There is nowhere where God is not. And whether we call that divine life God or infinite intelligence, grounded being, the all that is, or simply divine beloved, we're taking this time to consciously commune with the all that is, divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, we give thanks for you shaking our hearts to shake off the chains that have held us in fear, in the worries and the concerns that stop us claiming what it is we want and moving in that direction. We thank you for shaking off the fetters that have held us down, thinking that we were somehow undeserving of having what we want. We give thanks that you have shaken off the illusions and everything that makes us live in fear, that this world is unsafe, that we are not capable, and all of the other inner stories we tell ourselves. We give thanks that we move forward knowing what it is that we want for ourselves, for our lives, for our families, for our nation, for our planet. We give thanks that we step boldly in achieving all that it is that we want and we are here to do, in living our purpose and experiencing the fullness, the allness, this wonderful thing called life you have blessed us with. Divine beloved, behold in our hearts at this time those who are less fortunate than ourselves. For the many that have perished in trying to find somewhere where they can be safe and free. Whether they've lost their lives in the land of their birth or in the seas. For those that are still suffering the effects of wars and devastation, natural or man-made. For those in this country who are hungry, who are needing food banks, those that are homeless, those that are seeking refuge. For all the needs that your children have, we surrender them to you. We be the hands, the hearts, the feet that do our part in seeking to alleviate man's suffering. We speak this word at this time for our leaders, for all the confusion that is happening around this world. May their hearts and minds be touched to remember that we are one kind, we are humankind. And let them look beyond borders and boundaries to see a world that works for everyone. For those that have transitioned homeward back to you, may their loved ones be comforted in the awareness and the knowing that love never dies, but lives on in the hearts of those left behind. May you strengthen and embolden us as we continue to be the expression of your divine life. May you grant us hearts of courage that we may step forward and claim what it is we want and live the life we were meant to. For this beautiful planet and all its sentient beings, may we honor it and respect the right to life for everything. For anything that I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us with. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. stretch your hands towards the heavens and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and say, I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open facing outwards and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows at the wrist and make small movements and say, I release and let go. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first is our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading this morning. Repeat after me. I joyfully live on purpose.
I joyfully live on purpose.
I gratefully allow spirit.
I gratefully allow
spirit to guide and direct me.
To guide and direct me.
In fulfilling my purpose now.
In fulfilling my purpose now.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, may I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. Now our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, as we come towards the end of this morning's Sunday Soul Connection, I invite you to seriously know what it is you want for your life. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, and my closing benediction. May I be no one's enemy, and may I be the friend of that which is eternal and abides. May I wish for every person's happiness and envy none. May I never rejoice in the ill fortune of one who has wronged me. May I, to the extent of my power, give needful help to all who are in want. May I never fail a friend. May I respect myself. May I always keep tamed that which rages within me. May I accustom myself to be gentle and never be angry with others because of circumstances. May I know good people and follow in their footsteps. That was from Eusebius, from 263 to 339. I love when I read wisdom that has been around since the dawn of time. So, my closing song is from the fabulous Kingdom Choir. That's the choir that sang at Prince Harry's and Meghan Markle's wedding. So you know they're going to be fabulous. This is from their new album. And this track is entitled Golden. And I selected it because that's what I want you to live your life, as if it's golden. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kingdom Choir and Golden. Beloved, may you know what you want so you can have a golden life and have a blessed and beautiful and happy Sunday. Look forward to joining you again. God bless.
Thank you.